This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Have I grossed you out enough already?
Yes. Why?
Do you know what that is, Mark?
Well, I would imagine, having done that a few times in my life, that is a parent sneaking into their child's Easter basket or something and stealing all their Reese cups. Am I wrong?
You're wrong.
That's a great
really?
Answer, though.
Yeah.
How good do Reese's cups sound, though, right now?
Oh, yeah.
It's something always. Called Hearts. ASMR.
I've heard of that word. Mm-hmm. My daughter's told me about that before.
It's really, really popular. You go look at some of these videos on YouTube, and they have millions and millions of views. These kids are basically influencers in this arena of ASMR. People say it helps them relax. They often listen to these videos if they're struggling to fall asleep. It's supposed to clear their minds, and it's all kinds of stuff. In this case, she's obviously basically showing you a package of a Reese's cup and describing it, which is just weird. But people will take like basic household, like they would take, like I have my water bottle right here, and if someone has long nails, okay, this is a terrible example, but they would, you know, just tap their nails on something, and that's somehow
whisper.
Supposed to be relaxing. Yeah,
and they also supposed to whisper like
whisper,
Joe Biden.
And the mic is really...
Is that what Biden was doing through his whole
maybe
presidency?
Maybe Biden is going to come up with an ASMR YouTube channel. Is that next on his agenda?
I can't imagine. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So how does hearing somebody whisper relax you? How does that relax you?
It creeps me out. Well, there's a new ASMR video that was just dropped, and I want you to try to guess what you think this sound is. And I'm going to give you one and only one hint, and that is that this came from the official White House Instagram account. Listen.
That's the toilet on Air Force One flushing.
That's a great guess, Mark.
I don't know. What is it?
So those were, well, what they called it was ASMR illegal alien deportation flight.
Oh,
it was
no
the sound of the jet. And then they show the handcuffs, the chains that they're lining up to cuff all these people to get them onto the plane to send them away.
I love that. I was close. At least it was an airplane.
So it's funny because I do want to get your take on this more. So let me just state this first and let me make this very, very clear. I wholeheartedly support getting these illegals out of here. I think that the fact that they came across our border illegally, they're a criminal. Like that in and of itself is enough of a reason why you should be deported. You shouldn't have to kill somebody or to rob somebody or assault somebody to be officially a criminal and that be a reason why you should be sent back to your country. I think you've already broken the law. So I wholeheartedly support what Trump is doing as far as getting them on planes and getting them out of here. But I did feel like the way that they went about this, this whole idea of putting up a video that's ASMR, illegal alien deportation flight, I felt like that actually went a little too far. I think that the left is really, really good at, you know, the empathy card and showing us the stories about these really adorable families and the fathers are being ripped apart from their children. And that makes people very sad. You know, how can you possibly want to deport people? But I think sometimes we tend to swing the pendulum too far to the other side. And I think this might be one example where I feel that fits. And I say that because, you know, these are still people that now they're criminals, but they're still people. And we are, in some sense, when you do something like this, I feel like there's a bit of us dehumanizing them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are you throwing a flag for taunting? Is that what you're doing here? Like NFL, they'll flag you if you taunt after you score a touchdown.
Maybe a little
bit. We're taunting.
You know,
I don't like the ASMR thing, but I have no problem with them showing videos of Donald Trump accomplishing exactly what he promised you he was going to accomplish when he got in office.
I agree. I don't have a problem with them showing videos of it, of them actually like putting him on the planes. But I think when they put it, when they make it into an ASMR video, and it's supposed to be like you're supposed to be so soothed by the sounds of these chains and seeing people being escorted onto the plane, that's maybe where I think it. I just know, and I know the left does this too, where like, and clearly they have, like they swung the pendulum too far with all the, you know, gender ideology and all the stuff that they've tried to push on us and kids and in schools. Both sides do this. I just think there has to be a happy medium. I think we need to get these people the heck out of the United States, go back to your country. You are a criminal. If you want to come to our country, you need to do it the right way. But I think we have to be careful to not do something like this that I feel like might be on the edge of stooping a little bit too low. Like, if you go low, we go high.
So, I could be wrong about this, but is it possible they're not just kind of screwing with the left here? Because I don't know anything about ASMR videos beyond what my daughter's told me and what you've told me here today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the impression conservatives are generally involved in making those. I mean, I know there's social media influencers are the ones doing it. It's maybe not always or ever done for political reasons, whatever. But if you wanted to put one of those out just to try to get the goat of somebody on the left and they see a new ASMR video and they rush to watch it and then that's what they have to watch, that's a pretty slick trick, don't you think?
Well, I mean,
maybe
it was an effective video.
Just teasing them.
Well, I think that's exactly what they're doing. I think Donald Trump, I'm not saying Donald Trump by any means runs the Post. He probably has no clue that that's even on the White House Instagram account. He has a million other things to do. But I do think he likes to stir the pot. And in some ways, I love that. I think that's kind of funny and people freak out and everything he says, they take, you know, like it's gospel and that he's actually going to do it or that he actually thinks that way. And I don't feel that. I think sometimes, again, he's just kind of poking the bear.
That's what he's doing here.
But it's not Donald Trump. Like, if it comes from Donald Trump's mouth, I can understand it because that's just him. That's who he is. But this is the official White House Instagram account.
Well, what I would say regarding the dehumanization of these folks is that Nobody you see in chains in that video, and I have not seen the video, but I assume it does it show the faces?
I can't. I don't think it shows the faces.
Just
I was watching
hands
it the other day.
Shackled or whatever, shuffling onto the
airplane. Yeah, I mean, you see the plane and you see it's black and white and you can see them being cuffed.
I think the thing to remember is that what Donald Trump is not doing, despite what the left would tell you, is he's not rounding up people on a street corner in South St. Louis and throwing them, driving them straight to the airport with a hood on their head, putting them on a plane and flying them back to wherever he thinks they came from. Each and every one of the people being loaded onto that plane has a legal deportation order from a judge during the Joe Biden administration. So I don't know that you're I don't know. I don't think of it that way. I guess I just look at it differently. I wouldn't view that as dehumanizing anyone to show them in chains, because everybody that has a deportation order has a deportation order for a reason.
No, it's not dehumanizing to show them in chains. I've seen videos of that. That doesn't bother me because you're right. They need to be deported. I think it's for whatever reason, and maybe this is just hard to explain, but there's something about making it into an ASMR video is, I think, where that line is for me. It's not a huge deal. I'm not going to lose sleep over this. I just thought it was interesting because we'll probably see more and more stuff like this. And I have been one to like the videos of people being on planes and being sent out. You know, I'm like, yes, bye, see ya. Like, get out of here. You're a criminal. You crossed our border the wrong way. You should be sent back. It's just, let's send him back. Fine, post videos of it. But to make it into an ASMR video is just a little bit weird to me.
I guess. Maybe I just need to know more about ASMR videos, because I personally think that it's kind of funny. I'm sorry.
By the way, Richie on Facebook is saying, ASMR is weird in general. Richie's saying, what does ASMR stand for? Autonomous sensory meridian response. It's supposedly a tingling sensation that usually begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. And so they're saying these weird noises can trigger that. Go look it up on YouTube if you're not familiar with these weird
ASMR
videos.
See, mm-hmm. and Richie knows, because Richie appreciates loud rock music, so we don't like things that are really like quiet like that.
That's just noise.
But here's what I would support. I would support one of those videos with some a music bed under it instead of ASMR. And Carl, I think I've got the perfect music for that. What do you think? Ready? Here we go. You feel better, we can make it kind of quiet. We can play that under it.
Can I also talk like this? what happened to Ice Ice Baby? I like that. I like that too.
Ice Ice Baby, or is it Ice Baby Ice? Carl, did I get that wrong last time?
Kim was right.
Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Baby Ice.
I'm not making fun of the ASMR videos. I just think that would be a much better music bed, personally.
You can make fun of ASMR in general. It's weird.
Well, the great thing about it is you'll never see that video again that used to play on MTV, because it showed Phil Collins popping his head up out of a manhole cover with a little fake mustache on it. So he had a sombrero on at some point. I mean, it was completely politically incorrect in today's environment.
Now people would find that funny.
Yeah. I love that. We make our own video on that.
Get more at 971talk.com.